We got on the call. She said, well, show me what you have. And all my different prototypes and all the things. I literally had a table. Well, I made this. And she's like, stop making things. she's like, stop making things.
You are listening to Making It in the Toy Industry, episode number 203.
Welcome to Making It in the Toy Industry, a podcast for inventors and entrepreneurs like you. And now your host, Ajelle Wade.
Well, hey there, toy people. Now, if you're thinking, this doesn't sound like Ajelle, then you'd be right. My name's Virginia, and this week, I've snuck into Ajelle's podcasting chair to bring you a special episode of Making It in the Toy Industry. Regular listeners to this podcast will be familiar with Toy Creators Academy, often referred to here as TCA. TCA is the premier step-by-step roadmap for creating, marketing, and selling your own games and toys. As you might imagine, there have been some extraordinary success stories to come out of Toy Creators Academy, and today we're going to profile one of the course graduates. Yep, I've had the privilege of chatting with a bunch of the TCA alumni to not only find out more about the products and ventures that they've developed since completing the course, but also to pick their brains about such things as what inspired them to enroll in Toy Creators Academy in the first place, and what was their professional background before dipping a toe into the toy industry. You see, perhaps much like you, I stumbled across this podcast myself, and I'd also been considering joining TCA. So to have the opportunity to quiz some of the previous students on their experiences of doing the course was enormously valuable to me. And that's why for this week's episode of Making It in the Toy Industry podcast, we thought that perhaps you might like to hear their story too. So let's dive in.
CJ, welcome to the podcast. This is really exciting for me. I get to talk to a fellow alumni member of Toy Creators Academy. And I feel like listeners to the podcast who listen regularly probably are already familiar with your name and your product, because Ajelle does talk about you a lot. And now it's my turn. So welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. Congratulations on your new podcast series. This is awesome. Super excited.
Fabulous. And thank you for coming on board as our first guest. Now, CJ, for those that don't know you and your product, can you first of all tell us what is your product that has come out of Toy Creators Academy?
Hey, everybody. My name is CJ Charles, and our product that we have from Toy Creators Academy is our baby doll, Justine. She's our 12-inch plush, and she's the main character of our children's book. So this is what I made during TCA, which I'm really excited about.
She's absolutely beautiful. And so I guess what I'm curious to know is, what was your knowledge and experience in the toy industry before you came across the podcast and Toy Creators Academy with Ajelle?
So I had zero experience in the toy industry, zero. Outside of being a consumer, I had absolutely zero experience. I did play around with making some prototypes on my own. But in terms of really knowing the ins and outs and the bolts of the business, I didn't have any experience. Like, we had little, huh? Yeah, we had a little bit.
You just had an idea, essentially.
Yes. I had tons of great ideas, tons of ideas. I did reach out to different manufacturers in China and India and Peru. I totally called and sent emails before, but I got to the point where I can call and I can ask questions, but I don't really know what I'm supposed to be asking. I don't even know this was called a 12-inch plush. I didn't have the vocabulary. I don't even know. So, yeah.
What was your background before developing your product then?
Oh, thank you. So I'm an 18-year Spanish teacher here in Southern California in the U.S. And so I've been working with children for years, and I wrote children's books. So our little doll comes from our book, My Mother's a Superhero. And so I was great at doing this. But just trying to get the book to convert into a doll was a challenging part. But I'm a teacher by trade and by experience. Yeah.
And so your book then is clearly illustrated. You yes. So would you say then that you already had developed the concept and you knew what your toy was going to look like? So in some way you had already gone down that path of creation and creating the concept and the design.
So I did without knowing I did, right? So when I started the book, I didn't have any idea that, you know, the things that you're putting in place, I didn't have any idea. I didn't know. But it wasn't until I started contacting manufacturers and going through the TCA program, I was like, wait, I have that. I was like, wait, I have that too. Yeah, it was really a blessing to have done the book first because it kind of put me a few steps ahead. And then, you know, Agile just takes you the full rest of the way. But yeah, so I had a little bit done.
Got it. And so how did you stumble across Agile to begin with?
So I want to say that I saw advertisements at least a year and a half before I joined the program. And I would just kind of watch little snippets, ads that she would put out. And I think I went to her Instagram page a time or two or three or four. And I think I went to her website a time or two or three or four. And I just kept stalling because I had worked with someone else and it didn't turn out very well. And I didn't want to, you know, spend money again and have it not be what I needed it to be. So I kind of really studied her for a good while, at least a year and a half, at least. I studied her. I listened to multiple of her podcasts. And then I just said, okay, I've got as far as I can go. Nobody else had her program because I researched. I looked for toy people, doll people worldwide. There was not a toy program at all. And I had to sign up. And I had to do it.
My story of coming across Agile is quite similar to yours in that I had an idea and I was Googling toy manufacturers, toy designers, toy courses, and I'm based in Sydney, Australia, and I couldn't find anything, certainly here domestically. But of course, Toy Creators Academy kept popping up in my Google search, you know, which is really exciting. And I started listening to the podcast. And initially, I very naively, I guess, thought, oh, maybe I can just find out everything I need from listening to the podcast, you know, because the podcast, Making It in the Toy Industry, really is a wealth of information. And I have learned a lot from listening to the podcast. But in the end, I just thought, no, I need to have all of this written down. I need to be part of that Facebook group. I need to have my community. And so I signed up after a year and a half. And I haven't looked back either. So
no, it's so good. And it's a unique opportunity because there is so much more to a toy going on the shelf than you ever realize. Mm. And it's like, where do you learn? When are you going to learn that? Yeah. There's just no, like, as a teacher, I'm constantly looking for different avenue, you know, ways to improve what I do in the classroom. Yeah. And that's easy to find, but it's not easy to find if you want to break into a whole new industry and you have no connections, no information, no, you don't have the vocabulary.
Yeah.
You have to know what to ask for. So TCA for me is just, it's just changed my life. It really has.
Absolutely. And I heard another former student say that it was like doing an MBA, or she had done an MBA. And then my friend found that there were so many similarities and so many parallels, which is really exciting because it is an extraordinary program, that's for sure. Did you have any hesitations to sign up to TCA?
No. I think the time that I put in the research and kind of checked her out and watched how she developed over the past year and a half, I was like, okay, it gave me a sense of a sense of readiness. Like if she can do this, I can do this as long as I have her help. And she's so hands-on. Oh, you know what I did do? I booked a consultation call with her before I signed up for TCA. I booked a call. Yes. I was like, you know, whatever the fee was, I was like, this is a nominal fee to pay to speak with her because I wanted to see if she's going to get on the call with me. Because some other people I was going to invest in, they don't get on the phone with you. They send their assistant. And so that was the determining factor for me is that if she actually got on the call, then I was like, oh my goodness, like she's okay. She's real. And she's going to do what she said she's going to do.
Right. I'm just noting that down because I actually think that is a hot tip. And I wish I'd done that as well. Not that I needed to in hindsight, but I think that's a really, really great tip. But if you are considering doing TCA to book that consult call first.
Absolutely.
Excellent idea.
Yeah, it really swayed me to, I was already going to do it, but it really locked me in, and it gave me the confidence that she knew what she was talking about and that she cared about her students, even like prospective students. Like, she didn't know me from a can of beans. We got on the call. She said, well, show me what you have. And all my different prototypes and all the things, I literally had a table. Well, I made this. And she's like, stop making things. she's like, stop making things. And I'm like, she's like, I need you to focus. And I was like, I don't focus. You know, it was fantastic. She won me over. No question.
Gosh, I'm so glad that this camera's not facing the other way around, because you would see my desk over there is covered in prototypes. I really need to take that advice as well. Stop making things and get into the next module.
She's like, I'm glad you're creative. I need you to stop. And I was like, but she's like, no buts. I need you to stop. And I was like, okay.
I love that about her, is that she's really direct.
Yes.
So tell me then, what sort of things were you struggling with before you started TCA? And sort of further on from that, what are some of the obstacles that TCA helped you overcome?
Without realizing, I was struggling with really honing down the message of my brand. I would speak about my brand and it just sounded wordy. I sounded like I wasn't sure. I wasn't clear. And Ajel really helped me to, we were at an event and she's like, I need you to get this together. And I was like, I'm well-spoken most times, but I just couldn't get my brand messaging together. And if you're not clear on your brand message, even though you think you're clear, if you're not conveying it in the most articulate manner, then you're going to lose potential customers and it's not good. You know, you're going to lose stuff.
Another tip I am furiously writing down here because again, I think that's a really, really valuable lesson to learn. Yeah. Which brings me to my next question, really. One of the things that keeps coming up in other podcast episodes that I've listened to of Making It in the Toy Industry, and certainly there's a whole big section in one of the modules in the course, is being clear on what's your why, right? So what would you say that is for you?
So my why, after figuring out, it really is that I want children to become more grateful and appreciative of the adults in their lives who love them. That's my why. I didn't know that was my why. Mm-hmm. I thought my why was my mom, mother, all these other things. When I really, even as a teacher, I'm like, I just want them to be like more appreciative. You'll be happier if you appreciate this. Like, that's it. That's my why, is appreciation and gratitude for children.
I love that about it. And I feel like that translates. I mean, just hearing that a few months ago, I find that translates into almost everything I do now. So the woman who said that it was like doing a business course for her, I said that to all of my friends. I'm like, this podcast isn't just about making it in the toy industry. This is an amazing podcast on how you can be successful in business, full stop. And furthermore, the question, what is your why? I find myself now asking that in almost everything I do on a daily basis. Particularly when we're so time poor these days and, you know, we have to prioritize so many things over the, you know, the big things over the little things or the things that don't matter. What is my why? So huge lesson.
Exactly. Huge lesson for me too. Absolutely.
Right. What have you done, CJ, since finishing Toy Creators Academy? So you got to the end of TCA. Graduated. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I imagine that you had your toy up and going by then, or you were in the throes of having that manufactured and developed. Where are you sitting now? Like, how long has it been since you finished the course, and where are you sitting now?
I want to say it's maybe been 4 or 5 months since we concluded. I could be a little bit wrong, but within 4 or 5 months. So since then, I released a second book. So now we have Miss April is a superhero. So now her teacher is a superhero instead of her mom. So we're still having her manufactured. She's still on her way to us. And I'm learning, this sounds funny, but I'm actually learning about packaging right now. Uh-huh. So just learning how to box her and pricing. You just want to get the right pricing so it's attractive and you're giving value to the customer and all that other kind of stuff. So just stuff that's not really exciting, but working on her. We also have a match game that's still working on the match game. Just trying to get like a full brand. I need to put her down. Sorry. I just need to get like a full brand message out there and all the, you know, really good products that I want to see on the shelf. So still working on that. You know, everything's just a constant. And nothing's ever done. Everything's alive and living. So, you know, it's just some things that people wouldn't think is exciting, learning how to ship and how to do quality control and, you know, just the behind the scenes stuff that no one will ever know about except us, you know, stuff of like course. That.
Tell me, have you ever made any really big mistakes that you're willing to share? It's always good to learn from other people's mistakes, right?
Yes, I wish I would have had the other doll. So I didn't send the Pantone, I didn't send the right colors to the factory in China. So they made, we have a different version. We have a crocheted baby doll and she's beautiful, but I didn't send them the Pantone colors. I sent them a picture of her. I don't know what I was thinking. I sent a picture of her. And so they made it how they thought she would look. And she does not look good. And it's my fault because I work on the Pantone colors with the gel. You know, she walks you through how to get the right colors every time. And I guess I just got so excited. I stopped right before I had an order made of 500 of them. That would have been a very expensive mistake. So just not sending the right colors, not knowing the dimensions. People ask me, oh, like, what's her measurements? And I'm like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I sound crazy saying I don't know. I should know that. So now I know every dimension on this little baby's head from her ponytail down to her, you know, I know the fabric, I know everything, but it's just, I don't know. I made that mistake. And then I made a mistake of going to a trade show without having actual merchandise that I could ship out right away. So I went to a trade show, people signed up for, they thought the doll and the book were so cute. They signed up for the book and doll set, but there is no book and doll set. I mean, that's separate, you know. It's embarrassing.
I have to imagine, though, that being part of the TCA and the alumni and, you know, having a direct line to Agelle, do you have one of those? Because I don't know that, but she, you know, just having the confidence that you've got that community and that amazing person behind you that can help you work through those issues, right?
Yes. Agelle is a gem. She really is. My family knows all about her. People, they probably think we have some weird relationship. I still stalk her online. Agelle is, so the great thing, so I finished TCA and then I continued working with her, I think another 3 or 4 months after our class time had concluded, because mm-hmm. I needed some more. I was like, you can't leave me just yet. Like, we've come so far.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was able to go on the toy boat and experience what that would feel like at a trade show. That was really cool this year. That was just such a great experience. And it was because of her that I was able to participate. But it was totally because of Agelle. She got me on the boat and I was able to talk to different reads, like just talk to people in a community in a world that I had no, I was like, God, what am I doing here? Like, am I prepared for this? Because she has all this faith in me and I'm over here bubble up. Like, you know, just nervous. Agelle is amazing.
Can do, right? Those who can't, just talk about doing it.
No, it's so true. But I'm telling you, if you know, as a member of TCA, if you join a TCA, she's going to take you from concept and great idea to actual completion. If you do it with fidelity, if you ask questions, if you're generally involved and engaged, just in the community. Like, I get to meet you, Virginia. I get to meet Brandon. There's so many people in TCA who get me, right? Because we are an odd bunch, right? Everyone's not going to say, what do you do at 44? I like to make toys for children. You like my doll? Like, right? It's a very specific community. And you feel like you find your tribe. And Agelle, I mean, she has a whole room of toys. Like, she gets it in the best possible way.
One of the things you just alluded to there was going on the boat. So some people might not be familiar with that experience. And I guess, I mean, that's just one of the amazing bonuses to come out of your participation as a podcast listener and a TCA student or alumni. There are so many amazing bonuses, right, to being involved in this community, going to the virtual pitch events, going to these amazing experiences, and just having that person who understands you and your product and how they can connect you to people that might be able to help and grow your business.
Absolutely. That's a bonus that you don't consider, right? Especially those pitch events. I've had the opportunity to, you know, speak to major toy companies to pitch the book and the doll, and they moved me in the direction of a cartoon. And I was like, "Oh, I wasn't thinking that." And they're like, "Well, why not?" So just her, she's a door, right? She's that access door to a whole nother industry that there's no other way you're going to get in. You can, you know, for different toy companies, you can always just submit online, but you become one of thousands, if not millions, of submissions online. No one's going to hold your hand and walk you through the doors of Hasbro, walk you into Toys R Us, that which is back, which I'm so excited. No one's going to do that. Ajel will do that. If she, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's done that for me and she's done it for countless others. Mm. And it's like, this, her program is unique. It is the only one that I know of worldwide, like you were saying earlier. And she has the experience because she, when she made corrections to my doll, or she, you know, was frank with me about not knowing my colors, or how do you not know the dimensions of your doll? Like, come on. She's right. If you want to be a professional in an industry, you need to show up that way. And I mean, she will help you show up that way.
It's not what you know, it's who you know. I think in this case, it's like a double bonus there, because going through TCA, it is what you know. Like, you're given so much information and so much content, it's all there. But then the golden ticket is also included. And that golden ticket is working with Ajel, right? It is who you know and who she knows more specifically.
Absolutely. And she knows everyone. She absolutely positively knows everyone. Yeah. I got to go on the toy boat, which was just to really quickly, the toy boat is a trade show on a boat. And it's, you know, it's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And it was amazing because it puts you in contact with those mom and pop toy stores. So sometimes you have to start with the mom and pop before you ascend to those big retailers. And there's nothing wrong with that, because those are customers and, you know, just as good as anything else. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have known about the toy boat. I wouldn't have gone to Florida and got on a boat by myself if I didn't know Ajel was there. You know, I was looking for her on the boat like a crazy. I was like, and I saw her, I was like, "Hi, it's me. I'm the computer. I'm here." You know, like, I totally geeked out when I saw her, but she helped me all the way.
I think great. I'd be totally starstruck if I saw her in real life.
Yeah, it's weird because I was like, I saw her and her husband. We were checking in to get on the boat. And I was like, "Well, do I say something now? What is?" I'm not a short person, but I was like, "I don't want to approach her now. She's wearing shorts. She's relaxed. Like, she's not, you know." It was weird to see her in person because I'm tall and she was more petite. And I was like, I even changed my tone. "Excuse me.
Can you sign my autograph book?"
Right. I was like, "Can you sign my doll shoe right here?" Yeah, I was so, and she's just so personable. She's so sweet and she's so personable. And, she's got a wicked amount of knowledge in that head. That girl is, she's a brainiac. It just comes in a really cute package, but she is a brainiac and she knows her business. She knows this industry. She's a star, man. She is a star.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, before we wrap up, one of the other really important things I'd love to sort of extract from you, I guess, is that I think I'd really love to know, what are two or three of your most memorable lessons? And I want a two-part answer to this. What are the most memorable things that you've learned from listening to previous podcast episodes? And what are some of the key, two or three of the key things that you've learned, those memorable lessons from being part of the Toy Creators Academy?
Well, those are two great questions. So listening to the podcast, I would say that it's so simple, but I learned that I really can do it. I've had the privilege of listening to so many different toy inventors from different parts of the world, different stages of the toy creation process, right? There's different stages. Mm-hmm. And just listening to them and their process, it just made me feel like I can do it. Like, I'm like you guys. It sounds so simple, but I really can do it. And there's an opportunity for me and there's a window for me in this industry. And I'm climbing through it because of the other people that I meet, what I hear, Ajel, like, I'm totally climbing through the window. So for me, it kind of makes me choked up a little bit because I Oh, it's interesting.
Me too, just hearing it, because I feel that energy and I feel very much the same way. I feel, you know, and I can say this, I'm not just hosting this podcast, but I'm also going through the process of doing this myself. And it really is life-changing, right? It's life-changing to be a part of this amazing program, to have stumbled across the podcast and to be part of this new community. You know, it's a whole new career trajectory, you know?
It really is. I've been in the classroom for 18 years. And so it's scary, but in the best way. Like, all I can say is, like, if you go through TCA and you meet a Jill and you meet the community, meet you, you really feel like, okay, this is where my creator, my universe, whatever you believe, has really wants me to go. And that I can do something, some good here. Like, I really can do good. My most memorable so far, I think, I had a really interesting meeting with Hasbro, and I couldn't believe that they were listening to me and they said that my idea had good legs. I know that probably sounds silly to other people, but I was like, real? So just kind of reaffirming me, and Ajel was there smiling in the background, and I was just like, yes. That, and then being on the toy boat with Ajel and selling and pitching my idea to people in person, those are two, it really made my 2023. It really did.
Can I ask you, I know Ajel's favorite question to ask is, you know, what was your favorite toy as a kid? I think my new favorite question to ask is, and this is of my non-toy industry friends as well, who I'm constantly pushing the podcast onto, what is your favorite podcast episode of Making It in the Toy Industry and why?
Sorry
to put you on the spot.
No. This is good. I like it. So far, I think it was a young lady named Deanna. And Deanna, she teaches you how to make it seems so goofy. She teaches you how to take your image, your book, your doll, whatever your logo is, and to make it trend on Instagram so that when you go to search to do a story, I can have the image. And I can put her, because Deanna showed me how to put her on Instagram. So when you go to do your story, you can put my, like for Mother's Day, I can have something, I can start trending my book characters on Instagram. Sorry, I stumbled that out.
Was that a recent podcast episode?
Earlier this year. So that would have been sometime in April, May, June, mm-hmm. Where it's Deanna. And she shows you how to, like, she goes step by step. And so from listening to her on Ajel's podcast, I went to her page and listened to some more podcasts. And so I was able to do it on Instagram, how to include my Justine in the possible Giphies and whatnot. And it's.
Yes.
I just thought it was so cool.
I think I recall that episode as well. Yeah.
Now, because it was something that was completely different. It was a different way to market. Mm. And I was like, who knew I can put my baby doll, like that reaches people. You know, way beyond me. So I'm going to really hit that hard in 2024. I'm using it all the time and hopefully that's the one that just stood out to me because it was different.
Yeah.
And that's smart. Like,
there's so many things that pop up that you're like, I hadn't thought of that.
Yes.
If you're scrolling back through the podcast and you're thinking, oh, maybe I'll listen to, you know, an older episode that I haven't listened to today, what do you look for? Are you looking through the titles or, you know, what sort of thing are you looking for that, you know, might trigger or pique your interest?
It's definitely the titles, but I like to fast forward through some of them and just, I don't know, there's just certain key words and things I'm looking for at this stage of the process. It's definitely the titles, but I also go by when Ajel sends out the emails and she gives a little snippet about what it's about. If I think it pertains to me, then I'll listen. But if I think it's something I'm like, then I don't listen. So that helps me too when she sends a little summaries. But I'm off on Christmas break right now, so now I have time to go back to the ones I missed. But definitely the titles and sometimes the photos.
Well, and so what's next for you then? What's next? You're maybe thinking about doing the cartoon?
Yeah. So I did have a really basic cartoon made. So definitely want to do a cartoon. I think it'll be great. So I'm actually starting to write some episodes for the cartoon. I just want to be ready for when the day comes that someone says, yes, please. I will say, thank you, Nickelodeon. Thank you. Netflix. Thank you. So doing that, and then I definitely want to get the doll and the book combo in major retail. So learning how to package that properly, how to do all the specs. I want to get it right before I pitch, you know, in front of the big guys. But yeah, those are the next big things.
It's so exciting. And like, you are totally prepped and ready for that now. You know, you have all the grounding and you've got your community behind you. In closing, CJ, do you have any messages for our listeners today?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for listening and thank you for this awesome, awesome podcast. And I just want to encourage everybody, if you are a creative person like we are, if you've ever thought about creating a doll, an action figure, anything that's hard plastic or plush, you definitely need to join TCA. It's going to take you from concept and idea to actually holding your product, your idea in your hand. And it's going to change your life. It's very transformative. If you can dream it, join TCA and Ajelle will help you achieve it.
And it would be remiss of me to not ask you to share with us your web address where people can find out more about your beautiful toy product.
Oh, thank you so much. So our website is www.mymotherisasuperhero.com. And it's the same on Instagram and all the other socials. It's the same. My mother is a superhero. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time today. It's been an absolute joy talking to you. I was so excited coming into this, and it's just like, you've just made me feel really happy that we've had this conversation today. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, there you have it, toy people. That was this week's special episode of Making It in the Toy Industry, profiling one of the Toy Creators Academy course graduates, CJ Charles, author of My Mother is a Superhero, now with a gorgeous accompanying plush doll. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can see more at thetoycoach.com/podcast. And if you love this podcast and you haven't already left a review, what are you waiting for? Your reviews are not only greatly appreciated, but they're a great way for other people to know if this podcast is valuable and also worth listening to. Everybody's favorite toy coach, Ajelle Wade, will be back here behind the podcast mic next week with another episode of Making It in the Toy Industry. But until then, in the words of the great lady herself, see you later, toy people.
Thanks for listening to Making It in the Toy Industry podcast with Ajelle Wade. Head over to thetoycoach.com for more information, tips, and advice.
Hey, are you an aspiring toy inventor or toy entrepreneur? Then you should check out Toy Creators Academy, the first of its kind online program designed to help you develop and pitch your toy ideas. Head over to toycreatorsacademy.com to learn more.